On to another topic now. In the studio, we have our very first guest of this morning. We have Maggie Jones. Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning.
Can you get just a little bit closer to that microphone,
sorry,
please?
Good morning.
I'll crank you up a bit. Okay, so now, being thoroughly researched and properly prepared for this show, I have no idea what it is you've come to talk about. What have you come to talk about?
I've come to talk about today the White Fair Writers and Artists Circle, which I'm very proud to say I am the chairperson of.
Okay.
And also the fact that every year we run competitions and we support charities. This year, unfortunately, we're only having the one competition, which will be our Christmas one.
That's that. Now, that last year, that was a Christmas-themed short story.
Yes.
And you got different, if I remember rightly, you got different categories for different age groups.
Yes, okay. That's correct, yes.
I'll let you sell it then.
Yeah, it's short stories and poetry. We won't be actually launching that until September this year.
Okay.
So we haven't actually thought that far ahead of a title for it. But I just wanted to tell everybody about the charities that we are actually supporting.
Okay, go on.
The two charities are the Ability Dogs for Young and Age UK on the island. And the reason why I've come out today is everywhere that the White Fair Writers are going, we are desperately trying to support these two charities, either by taking charity tins with us. I've been very, very busy knitting little teddy bears that need rehoming.
Now, I haven't seen this teddy bear yet because you've got it the other side of the screen.
Lots
can
of
I have a look?
Teddy bears.
Oh, those are cute. Little hand knitted teddy bears.
Just finished knitting Little Red this morning.
Oh, right, okay. And these are for charity purposes. Yep. So are you selling them or raffling them?
I'm selling them. Everywhere I go when I'm either doing a book signing or yesterday I was at Shanklin Library, which was absolutely fabulous. And I was reading from my book Blues Adventures about the little teddy bear who has adventures on the island. And I took those along. And I also made some bookmarks because a friend of mine, she actually read Blues Adventures and she did some beautiful drawings and paintings of each adventure, so I've actually made those into bookmarks.
Taking
those along as well, and I'm selling those for 20 pence each, and the little teddy bears, the suggested donation is from £1.50. And at the moment, it seems to be going great guns. I've sort of raised nearly £30 just from these teddies and the bookmarks.
Okay.
So I'm really...
And this is all going
yes,
split between the two charities.
Yes, this is all going to go towards both the charities.
Okay. So where can people find these items that you've got for sale?
Well, they can either get in contact with me at maggiej64@hotmail.co.uk.
Yep.
Or if they follow me on Facebook, Blues has his own Facebook Adventures page. It's Blues Adventures. I've put a thing up yesterday to say if people do want to get in contact and would like a little teddy bear knitted or yep. they would like to buy one. Each teddy bear has their own name. There's this one here. He's called Buddy.
And his Which one's he? I can't quite see him.
That one there. The little brown one.
Little brown one, yes.
And his date of birth is the 2nd of the 1st this year, 15. As I said, I've just finished knitting this one this morning. This is Red. And he's obviously Red, or he could be a she. And so she's going to have today's date, which is the 9th of the 4th.
Can I just have a look and describe it to our listeners? I know you've taken some photographs, so they'll be up on your website. That's what, 2.5 inches high,
yes.
Little plump bear, knitted in red and stuffed with... something
all fiber,
all allergy free fibers, that kind of thing, so it'd be ideal not for the tiniest of
I do state that on the poster that if they're being rehomed for children to not leave them with children under 5 years because of small parts, because some of them have actually got proper little eyes.
I was gonna say this one hasn't got that it hasn't got little eyes, but that one has, you've got there, that's fine. But they for a slightly older child, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, they make great stocking fillers, wouldn't they?
They would do, yes.
Yes. We've already mentioned Christmas already, so I can get away with it
and
again now.
And Easter, unfortunately. These come and gone now as
the Easter's
well.
Come and gone, but let me think now. What we've got coming up? Bank holiday presents.
Birthday presents.
Birthday presents, yes. But little birthday presents. They're excellent. And it's all for a good cause, or good cause is, I should say.
Well, I say as well, if you haven't got a teddy bear to hug when you're reading my book, if you'd like to buy one, then you're hugging my little teddy bear and also paying towards the charity's donations as well.
Okay. That's excellent stuff. I'll tell you what, Maggie, we'll have another tune and we'll talk a little more about the writing circle if you've got the time.
Brilliant. Yes, please. Okay.
Michael Jackson, You Rock My World. You listen to the Mid-Morning Show with me, Kelvin Infomacker, who's having a day off. Well, he's having a day off from radio. I'm guessing his missus has got him put to work doing something quite complicated and hard and sweaty. I don't know what. Actually, that didn't come out right, did it? I think I'll shut up now. Right, okay, we've still got Maggie Jones in the studio. Now, you came in to promote the charities that the White Fair Writer Circle is supporting this year.
Yes.
But can you just tell us a bit more about what the Writer Circle is about and the things that you get up to and how people could get in contact if they are interested?
Yes, I can. The White Fair Writers, we actually started off in 2008. There was about 12 of us that went to a writing course at the local college, and it was a six-week course, and it was how to write your first novel, and we absolutely enjoyed it so much. And obviously we were all different genres, and we actually persuaded Felicity Fairchild to I'm not sure if I got her surname right now, sorry Felicity, but anyway, we persuaded her to do another 6 week course, how to rewrite your first novel, and she said that we were so good together that we were sort of helping one another out to try and form a writing circle. So that's what we did, and we have just gone from strength to strength. Obviously there's Carol and Bob that are in the group, they do the crime,
the Bridge
novels,
Stops, the yes, Bridge who Stops, recently got yes. a TV deal,
yes they did,
so fame,
so yeah, yes. And I mean, obviously we've got your lovely wife Maggie that's in the group with her her self-help coaching, life coaching books. We've got poets in the group, and a couple of years ago we actually opened up the circle to include artists, and this year we've actually changed our name from the White Fair Writers to the White Fair Writers and Artists Circle.
Okay, so how often do you meet?
We meet once a month, normally the first Friday of the month, and we've now got a venue which is in Brading, although at the moment we're not having that venue all the time because it is unfortunately booked up for a couple of times.
Yep.
So we have it normally at Brading, or occasionally it will be in God's Hill, either our local village shop, which you went to the other week.
Oh yes, we had an outside broadcast there a couple
yes,
of weeks
with Jackie
back.
Yeah. And Vince live there, and we're just going from strength to strength. We've got over 25 members now.
Good.
We've got some members who've never written anything. We've got some members, as you say, like myself and Maggie, who are published, and Carol and Bob. And we're just there to help each other. We've got lots of people that know pitfalls of how to go about doing things and not to do things. And okay. As I said, since we've started, we've actually had various competitions, and we've raised over £8,000 for the various
Excellent.
Charities that we've promoted as well.
So if people want to find out more about the Writer's yep. Circle, is it you they get in contact with?
They can go to my website, yes, which is maggiej64@hotmail.co.uk.
That's your email.
Yeah, that's my
maggiej64@hotmail.co.uk.
The White Fair Writers do actually have a website. It is www.isleofwightwritingcircle.co.uk,
okay.
And there is a bit in there if they want to get in contact, if
Lovely.
They're interested in joining.
So just
the
give
circle.
Us that website address one more time.
It's www.isleofwightwritingcircle.co.uk.
Okay, now will you come back in later in the year and promote the Christmas writing competition?
Yes, I will do. I'd love
That'll be
to
about
do
September
that.
When we've had enough summer, and it'll probably finish by then anyway.
Don't say that.
Come back in and talk to us about because the Christmas one is actually quite good. The presentation's fun, and you've got there's sort of young children, middle-aged children, whatever that means, the next age range up, and
adults yeah.
and they're different lengths of stories, and it's
yeah,
on a particular theme.
It's short stories and poems that we do.
Excellent.
So yeah, no, that's
come
be
back
brilliant.
In
you.
September. But so you're supporting the two charities with your little teddy bears. All the details can be found out if you just contact Maggie. What's your postcode? What's your email again? I'm going mad here.
My email is maggiej64@hotmail.co.uk.
Drop her a line and she will sort you right out with either the writing circle, a little teddy bear, or information about the charities that they're supporting this year. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having
and
me.
And I'll no doubt we'll run into you again very soon.